This is Paul Smith interviewing Jane Sauer for the Archives of American Art at her home in Santa Fe, New Mexico, on Monday morning, July 11th, 2005. This is disc one. Jane, we're going to begin this interview by talking about your formative years. Could you tell me where and when you were born and a little bit about your parents and growing up?
I was born in St. Louis, Missouri, September 16, 1937, to Sally Walpert Gottlieb, who was a medical social worker, and to Leo Gottlieb, who was an internal medicine physician. My mother was born and raised in St. Louis, and my father was born and raised in a very small town called Pleasanton, Kansas. And I was the first child. Subsequently, I had a sister who was born 9 years later in 1946. Her name is Mary Jo Gottlieb, but she has changed it to Mary Gottlieb because she likes that better. And I was born at the well. My father, when I was about 5 years old, my father went into World War II. As a physician, which was a rather devastating time for me. I can't remember a lot before that, except for some really nice trips to Chicago and playing with other children in the family, I remember that. But when my father left, it was a very difficult time for me personally, being an only child with my mother. I was very lonely, and I was starting school, and my mother was having a very difficult time managing, working, taking care of a house, and taking care of a child. And I found, even at that early age, I did sort of retreat into drawing, I'm confused whether these are stories that I remember or whether they're stories that I heard, but I heard over and over again how I would spend hours drawing, and as long as I had art supplies, I was a very happy child. During that time, my father was stationed mostly in North Africa from about 1943 to 46. Probably it was 45 that he was stationed in. And then after the war, and just before the war, I went to a number of different schools. We lived in a number of different places. I'll probably go more into that later. But I had been exposed, that was probably the only period in my young life that I was exposed to a number of different cultures by just the places that we lived. I was pretty unfamiliar with Southern culture. And we did live in Arkansas and Oklahoma and Georgia. And so I became somewhat familiar with different circumstances. And it was a difficult life because we were living on a very limited amount of money and everything felt very impermanent. And so it was very nice for me in 1946 to return to St. Louis and have a sister born. I'd been wanting and hoping for a sibling. In fact, I actually had a very powerful imagination even at that time, and I had made up in my mind what my various siblings would be like. So it was really nice to sort of have what were my daydreams fulfilled by actually having a sister. I was quite delighted with that. And our life somewhat stabilized at that time because my parents bought a house and my father opened a practice of medicine. And I had this sister who I really adored. And it seemed like a really pleasant life. Except that my parents, having not lived together for many years, being only sporadically together during those years, had a very tormented relationship.